on the GCN Radio Network.
It is already hour number four. Gordon Brown, the puppet of England, has stepped down. Now they're debating the new puppet that's going to be in power because the parliament is hung. Angela Merkel has lost most of her seat. She's on the verge of being brought down. But still, they do what the bankers tell them. We're not just going to give the private bankers $150 billion. It's going to be a trillion, maybe more. Nicolas Sarkozy almost lost control. He's backed off the carbon taxes, but he just rushes ahead without the global tax, just with a new tax where they just say a trillion is the private bankers. This is the global criminal consolidation of the economy. Max Keiser, amazing info last hour, breaking down that that was a Goldman Sachs government-run false flag attack last week to kill legislation in Congress to break up the too big to fail. They now admit it wasn't the fat finger, it wasn't a mistake, but they're not going to investigate. That was a staged event. We talked about the computer systems they used to do it. Such incredible info. I want to go to your calls. We're going to get into a bunch of other issues here with George Humphrey, economist, good friend of mine, author, former Austin City Council member, who predicted this all with absolute precision 12 years ago in his book Common Sense, and the audio CD set that, by the way, we carry at Infowars.com, laying out derivatives that were designed to destroy the economy and consolidate power. But right now we're going to go to your calls and then get into some other issues dealing with the psychology of the globalist. And a great analogy George was telling me during the break about, you know, vampires. It's basically, that's the archetype we're dealing with, not real vampires but the real vampires of, you know, the psychic and economic vampires, not the fake Count Dracula vampires. Let's go ahead and talk to Josh in Colorado. Josh, you're on the air. Welcome.
Thank you, sir. The God be to glory for what we're all trying to do here. I wanted to get your guys' take on something that had happened to my wife a couple weeks ago, and it had to do with a couple of bank representatives not looking like bank representatives coming to our house and asking us for donations for bailing out the bank so that they can create new jobs.
It's probably just total con artist. The con artist behavior, crime of all sorts, is just exploding.
Well, no, but check this out, though. This is what was really bizarre, according to my wife. She said that when she explained her situation, which was that she was against what the government, the NWO, and what the banks were doing with this country, her total demeanor changed. She got really defensive, really scared. She had a clipboard of a bunch of names, but what she did with our particular situation was she flipped over the clipboard, and she had a column of three different columns, and she put us in one of these brackets, and my wife didn't get a chance to see what it was about, but she said just the entire situation.
Well, Josh, let me just say this. The Federal Reserve has always hired professors and the local Kiwanis Club and the Masons and all these groups to go promote what they're doing. They admit they've hired hundreds of thousands now to go out and basically brainwash and go to public schools and explain to kids the grass grows because of Ben Bernanke. The sun shines because of Goldman Sachs. No bald-headed man in a suit can do you wrong. George, you want to comment on this? I appreciate your call, Josh.
Well, first of all, don't let people in your house like that. And secondly, there have always been pirates. There's cons everywhere. And we have to have the internal strength and the determination to say no to this stuff. And as time goes on, there's going to be more and more and more scams. And we have to be more and more discerning.
Yeah, I don't answer my door. I mean, I've got glass, you know, there on the side of my door where I can look out. And I walk up and I say, hi, what do you need? And if they start saying, I just walk away. I don't even respond. And then a few times they keep, you know, dinging the doorbell and I walk. I mean, and that's why it's good to have a, you know, at least a screen door or burglar bars. But now they're passing laws all over where you can't have them because the government criminals don't want you to protect yourself and they're looking out for the low level criminals. But, you know, just tell somebody, get off my porch.
Yeah. And so just taking care of your property, and it still is your property. And just realize that there's 39 million people on food stamps, and that there are 30 million illegals in this country, and there is an incredible number of people who are hungry and scamming in every single way. So, you know, just be aware and just say no and take care of yourself.
Yeah, exactly. Here's another example. See, having you go through checkpoints, body scanners, ask questions, TSA admits that was training for the streets. Now they're going to have federal teams doing it. That's the same thing with the census, asking, do you own guns? What's your toilet? Do you have stocks and bonds? I mean, everybody doesn't get that, but some families do. Well, here it is. Volunteer census worker charged with burglary and rape in Indiana. Here's another one. Houston Police Department, man killed in home invasion after suspect poses a census worker. Don't answer the door, folks.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Are you considering taking herbal supplements instead of overpriced and potentially dangerous pharmaceutical drugs, but just not sure where to start? Are you confused by the thousands of products and brands? What if you could find what you're looking for in herbal supplements from one source without the guesswork? You can at ResearchedHerbs.com. Products at ResearchedHerbs.com are backed by over 1,100 clinical trials, endorsed by 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide. And our products are manufactured by a family-owned company that's been around for 80 years and makes 20 billion herbal pills every year. All that means trust, safety, and assurance for you. The journey to better health begins and ends at ResearchedHerbs.com. Call us toll-free at 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486. ResearchedHerbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Economist, former Austin City Council member, author, filmmaker, George Humphrey with us for the rest of the hour talking about the economy. We appreciate him spending so much time with us. We're going to have open phones. I'm going to get into some separate subjects before he leaves, like all these speeches by the illegal alien supporters, saying whites are evil, let's attack America, we're for communism. And how the big banks are also funding that, so we're all at each other's throats and having massive division. How the globalists want open borders, so that's coming up. But right now, let's go to Laura in New York. Laura, you're on the air.
Hello, Alex. First, I'd like to say I just love you. You are such an angel. You're a true godsend. And I'd like to say, well, about me, I'm a first-generation Latina, and so I'm a professional. I'm in the real estate business. And it's in New York, so I know a lot about what's going on with the Latino immigrants in the community. So I'd like to share that with you.
Well, it's funny that I brought that subject up right now, not knowing you were about to bring that up. But I did a whole show for those that just joined us yesterday about just I've protested the Klan many times in Austin and Waco and San Antonio. I'm against that group. And then I see it so acceptable now, and Robert Rodriguez, who I've met and I'm a fan of, putting this new film out, Machete, that implies whites are basically racist and there's a big Mexican uprising. And I've talked to Hispanics that say that more and more of the, especially Mexican immigrants, are trying to pressure Mexican Americans. Kids can't wear, including Hispanics, on Cinco de Mayo, American flag shirts. It's so upsetting to these groups. How was this instilled in them? So, yeah, please give us a report on what you witnessed.
Okay. What I'm seeing is that there are a lot of Arizona Mexican immigrants moving into the community. So they're moving into New York, especially Queens, New York. And for the most part, they are enslaved, and they are not able to enjoy life fully. And what they do is they raise money and send it to their families back wherever they're from, mostly Mexicans, is what I'm referring to.
Yes.
And I don't see them to have so much hate in their heart as that movie portrays.
I agree with you. And, yeah. I mean, I took nothing but calls from Hispanics yesterday, and every one of them said what you're saying. So this is, it looks like it's the media magnifying this to create this illusion. Why do you think they're doing that?
I believe it's all political. It's to bring down the country and divide us in three parts, to hurt, you know, people like me who are American, Latin Americans, first generation, very proud of our history, and I don't agree with that movie at all. As a matter of fact, culturally, Mexicans don't even carry machetes, especially the ones moving in here. Most of them are from, like, Mexico City and beach communities in Mexico. So they're not even culturally those type of savages at all. They're
Well, that's what the Hispanic members of the crew told me. They're concerned because they believe it'll create a negative backlash on Hispanics. But me talking about, you know, the Robert Rodriguez trailer saying this is a message for Arizona, and then it shows the whites as all racist and being hacked up by machetes, and that was only a small part of. Then I played the clip from UCLA with him up there going, "I love my students. We're communists. The whites are evil. We're going to get them." And you know, my issue is the government and the universities are backing that view. And most of the Hispanic callers agreed yesterday, and they said, "I've been called a pocho, if I'm pronouncing it right, which means a sellout. If I have an American flag, if I decide I want to be part of this country." And that's not saying America's perfect, but the idea of America. I mean, have you ever been pressured by anybody, or you're saying you don't even find this anywhere?
Well, for the most part, I never actually believe. I'm like you. I've never really believed that there is a you know, two parties. I've always thought they're all just a puppet. But out here, for the most part, they're very docile people over here in the New York area. They're very docile and very grateful to their, you know, whoever they're working for, and they're very good tenants because, like I said, I'm in the real estate field. What I do notice is they're not active. They're not doing what they're doing out there in your part of the country, like in California, Arizona. That over there is a lot of lying. I heard your show yesterday, you know, the last show you had on that topic, and what I can tell you is that guy, I saw him, the one from that university, UCLA, that professor, Latino, he's full of it because as far as him saying that he's the northern front inside the belly of the beast and that he's just the beginning of Latin America, well, I'm from South America originally, and especially Ecuador, so that's where my parents are from. Totally false. I mean, South America, they're not interested in that kind of axis. They don't want that kind of union. They don't care what goes on over here.
Well, I said something good about Hugo Chavez 4 years ago. He led the coalition to stop the American Union. I mean, it was openly being formed, and Hugo Chavez killed that. I don't like the fact that he's starting to restrict free speech and do other things, and I don't believe in, you know, socialism, but I agree he's certainly not the New World Order. Ma'am, I appreciate your call. Very revealing. God bless you, Laura. George Humper, you wanted to comment on this.
Yeah, I have a kind of a special insight on this. My former wife is from Jalisco, from Puerto Vallarta. I've been down to Mexico at least once or twice a year for the last 25 years. My kids speak puro Espanol. My in-laws down in Mexico are some of the finest people on this planet. They're also very, very involved in the political parties down there. They know what's going on. And they just say, you know what? America is the only country in the world with open borders. We've got, what, 20 to 30 million illegals in this country. You don't know exactly how many there are. This is the only nation on the planet that allows this. And it's not the problem of the Mexicans or the Central Americans coming up here. If I was from Ecuador, I'd probably come up here myself and want to come up here. But the point is that every country needs to take care of itself. And this
the globalists are radicalizing, and they're trying to use it as a weapon, and these communist groups are saying they want to get me, I'm evil, I'm white, they're going to get my guns, they're going to get my kids, and I'm saying, look, I'm not against you because you got brown skin, but when you start saying you want to kill me, you got a problem.
Yeah. And there's another fact that goes into this. 83% of all first-generational Latin Americans who are now U.S. citizens are for real immigration reform. They know how they know that a balkanized America is not a good America. So,
well, the government wants to make sure people don't integrate, but they want to keep everybody in their group.
Absolutely.
That's why they're against everybody learning English.
You know, it's amazing. 85-90% of Americans are hip to what's going on. They want to close the borders. They want to protect things. It's the media and the government. The Democrats want to bring in new imports because it's the only source of new votes, and Republicans want to do it to keep things messed up and to keep wages low.
And we aborted 50 million Americans, and so we have to have this new workforce. I mean, we killed. 50-plus percent of blacks have never been born since 73.
Sick.
Yeah, it's sick. This is death. I mean, this is... let's go ahead and thank you, Laura. Let's talk to Margaret in Oklahoma. You're on the air, Margaret.
Hello. I had four questions I wanted to ask real fast. Schaefer Cox, I saw a meeting he had in Montana he had in December. I saw it, and I looked on the Internet to see more about him, and he was in jail, and he had something called the Liberty Bell that all his supporters were supposed to come and help him out.
I don't know who Schaefer Cox is, ma'am, so I can't really comment on that. What else?
Oh, okay. A second one, Haiti. I was wondering about Haiti because is it possible that those people actually murdered? Because I was living in a country in, this is called East Pakistan, quite a few years ago, and the military went door to door murdering people.
Well, I know Haiti is an incredible police state, Margaret, and that's the whole point, is that America isn't perfect. And now it's been seized as an engine of global domination. So people can point at America and say we're bad, but we've gone against our Bill of Rights and Constitution. It's still the best, and that's why the globalists want to pull it down.
Yeah, but this CIA was probably behind what happened in East Pakistan. But the CIA has like drug gangs.
Margaret, I hear you and I agree with you. I mean, Eric Prince said that Blackwater wasn't in Pakistan killing people, and then he gave a speech and got recorded. Vanity Fair has it where he was saying they're in Pakistan. I mean, it's just nonstop, and now. They don't deny that our government grows the opium. They just admit it like it's a good thing.
I'm over in India and Southeast Asia every year for a couple months a year, and there's no question that Blackwater is over there. There's no question that the U.S. government is growing the opium, just like the British East India Bay Company used to grow the opium. You know how Franklin Delano Roosevelt's family made all their palatial wealth?
Opium.
Opium. The Delano family brought the opium from Southeast Asia to China and kept China totally, totally addicted to opium for over 100 years.
No, they know what they're doing. The government ships it in, and then SWAT teams any fool that they think has it. Let's go to Stuart in New York. Stuart, you're on the air.
Good afternoon, Alex. It seems that mass fear and confusion can only help our friends in the New World Order. Who was it said that it's a shame to waste a good disaster? I'm just paraphrasing that.
It was Rahm Emanuel. He says you don't want a good crisis to go to waste.
Well, it seems we've got two on the horizon now in addition to the economic crisis. I'd like to go back to what's happening in the Gulf of Mexico and the volcano situation. You had touched on the possibility that what happened in the Gulf was not an accident. And if you remember what happened at 9/11, who benefits? There is some talk going around that, in fact, it wasn't an accident, and it's coming from what I consider to be reliable sources. Who benefits? Let's look at our friends in North Korea. If there's anything that you can do as far as, like, tracing short options in the stock exchange, just like we did with the airlines when 9/11 happened, I would sincerely appreciate that. with the volcanoes, it's going to shorten the growing seasons, and it's going to create a food shortage. And again, that's something that the New World...
Well, you know what they say, when it rains, it pours. We'll get George Humphrey's comment on that. Then we're going to get into psychic vampires of the New World Order and a lot more straight ahead. We'll be right back.
Are you tired of out-of-control, irresponsible federal deficit spending? Increasing the money supply without increasing productive output leads to inflation. You get less for your money. If you want to protect the buying power of dollars for your future, then call Peter May at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 135. You've worked hard for your dollars. Don't let the government strip their buying power with wasteful spending. Gold has a 5,000-year track record as money, real money you can count on. No government-backed paper currency comes close. Ask me about the protection of private gold. Call Peter May at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 135. Central banks from around the world are stockpiling gold. They know gold is real money. Call Peter May at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 135, to discover the advantages of private protected gold.
Are you prepared? Well, you need to be hardcore prepared. There is a difference. To be hardcore prepared, equip yourself with the latest survival gear available at TacTownGear.com. All TacTown gear has been field tested by Canadian and U.S. forces, so you know it's tough. What kind of gear? 72-hour survival kits as low as $55. Holsters for $21. Ankle holsters as low as $40. Flashlights, knives, binoculars, sleeping bags, boots, weapons, accessories, and much more available only at TacTown. Gear.com. Order now and receive free shipping and a free gift on orders over $175. Need more? Receive free shipping, a free gift, and a 10% discount on orders over $250. Visit TacTownGear.com right now for your preparedness needs. That's TACTownGear.com. TacTownGear.com. Or call TacTown Gear at 418-844-9111. Again, that's 418-844-9111.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Times are tough and you gotta stretch that dollar. A special invitation for listeners to save. Sign up at DoobleyShoppers.com today and start paying the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices for the coolest stuff.
New premium brand name TVs, laptops, watches, camcorders, Blu-ray players, and more.
All with factory warranties, just like you get from a retail chain, except for the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices. They start low and go lower with our reverse auctions.
You save even more with your first $8 auction purchase.
Doobly will give you an instant $25 dining certificate good at thousands of nationwide restaurants, plus a $500 vacation discount voucher, usable at hundreds of resorts around the U.S. and world.
Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com.
Pay the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices, and listeners receive special rewards. It's worth a peek to keep money in your pocket and the coolest stuff in your home and garage. Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com. That's DUBLIShoppers.com. You'll be glad you did.
No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now.
We're going to continue with your phone calls. The controllers win if they can manipulate the political debate and give you false choices. If they control the field, they own the horse track, they own the horses, they win. We have to realize that this whole game is rigged and then offer a alternative to people. The average American's been taught things are so bad because the American system doesn't work. No. I mean, if I buy a new car and it's got the engine, you know, the way it's supposed to run, it's got oil in it, it's got all the belts on it, and I'm driving, you know, I drive it around for 50,000 miles and it never has a problem, and then I drain the oil out and remove a belt, it's not going to work. So we have to fix it instead of going into this globalist system. But George, you were talking about how vampires in fables have to tell you what they're going to do to you before you do it. And we've seen this in countless government productions like Lone Gunman, the X-Files spinoff. And I was later approached by Dean Haglund, who was the star of the show, and he said, no, the CIA came to us. He's been in studio and basically said, you know, we want this in these storylines where the government remote controls a jet into the World Trade Centers as a pretext to start a war. And they use a drill to make NORAD stand down. Why do they love to tell us what they're going to do to us beforehand?
Well, last night I went to a movie, and of the six trailers that were on, four of these were vampire movies. Now, the statistical probability of 80% of the movies that are coming out are about vampires is about zero. And the vampire movie...
That's all I see is trailers and books. It's just vampire, vampire, vampire.
Television, movies, everything. And the reality is that that's there because they, the Illuminati, and when I say they, those in separation consciousness, those who are in fear-based consciousness, what we call the Illuminati...
They're sadomasochists.
...is that they believe in their own set of rules that they have to tell the victims what they're going to do before they do it to make it okay. Just like the movie Wag the Dog. It was incredible, and most of y'all know about that movie.
Tell them. It came out right before they actually ran a Wag the Dog in Serbia.
Well, it was a movie about a president who was having a lot of political trouble. He was having an affair with one of his secretaries, and that he created a war in Eastern Europe to get the minds of the people of America off what his...
And they used a little girl running through rubble as the excuse when it turns out they lied about babies in incubators. They always put out a fake story.
All this stuff. The whole movie was in the can 6 months before the Clinton allegations with Monica Lewinsky and what happened in Eastern Europe. It boggles the mind. When you and I started doing our stuff on 9/11... 3 days before on television, there was a television show about an airliner going into the World Trade Center. Duh. I mean,
they had oil storm 4 months before Katrina, even with the mayor in the show with the exact same thing happening.
We can go on and on and on and on and on. But the archetype is that our so-called controllers are in separation consciousness. And they believe that only by materialism, by taking the blood of the people, the peasants, can they become more powerful. And, of course, this is an archetype. Now, clearly, 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 they're also telling us there's two ways to stop them, with silver and with crosses. They're telling us what to do. The cross represents spirituality. If you believe in God, and if you know that the grand organized design is going to protect our souls, and you stand up and look these people in the eye and say, I am in the light of God. There is no way you can hurt me. And silver and gold are the ways that intelligent people have traded forever. And of course, they want us to get away from silver and gold with all this.
But it's not enough to have the cross and have the gold or the silver, werewolf, silver bullet.
Yes.
You've got to have the will.
Look them in the eye and say, be gone.
You have to stand up.
Absolutely.
What's the Bela Lugosi one where he's saying you have a strong will, for one has only lived one life. You have to stand up against them, too.
Yeah, and let me say this, because I believe this very strongly. We humans, we are not victims. We as the citizens of this country are not victims. God does not create junk. If we allow the good energy, the loving energy, the healthy energy of the republic to come through us, of the consciousness of nature, of the consciousness of goodness, we can stop any and all of this craziness.
We're going to come back and finish up talking about mindsets and attitude. People, number one, have to know the facts, but then they have to have the understanding that we are incredibly powerful. The globalists see us not as little pathetic, weak things. They see us as 800-foot giants. They're scared to death of us. That's why they got TV and movies and cultures and drugs in our water and food to try to suppress us, because they're horrified of it.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi everyone, Andy Anderson here. Are you using those little bottles of hand gel that kill germs, bacteria, and other nasties? In today's world, that's smart, especially with the filthy doorknobs, shopping carts, and handrails we touch every day. Did you know that once the alcohol evaporates in a few seconds, goodbye effectiveness. No more protection till you use it again. PureWorks to the rescue. Our FDA-compliant foam, lotion, soap, and spray do not contain alcohol. Their killing power lasts up to 4 hours. PureWorks disinfecting spray is EPA certified to kill swine, flu, bird flu, MRSA, HIV, hepatitis B and C, and for our friends in medicine, kills C. diff, along with a whole host of viruses and bacteria, molds and fungus too. It's even safe around pets and children. You'll love how your skin feels with PureWorks, soft and supple. No more dry skin. Here's to a little peace of mind knowing that your hands are still germ-free hours later. Call now, toll-free, 888-245-0300 to get your hands on PureWorks and get PureWorks on your hands. That's 888-245-0300.
It's like the head of the IMF, the head of the World Bank. They've all come out. They said, the good times are over. That's a quote. You're going to be poor now. And they have all these other publications. I remember 10 years ago hearing NPR brag, we're going to have our economy fall apart. It's unsustainable. This is going to be good for the earth. No, it's good for them to control us. And they've hijacked the environmental movement. They control it. They have a lot of well-meaning people working for them. But I was talking to George Humphrey. I was saying, George, you know, for many years you did your TV show here in Austin for more than a decade. You don't do it very often anymore. I said, why don't you just turn a YouTube camera on at your house once a week or when you're in town and upload stuff? And I was explaining to him how we have 8 different YouTube channels that we've been uploading to for 2 years. I mean, we've had our stuff on YouTube since 2005 when it came out, but it's now more than half of the video on the web. It's now, so that's the battleground. Yeah, there's censorship, there's problems, but we go there because when we put it on YouTube, it then gets duplicated to thousands of other video sites and then reaches people. But our 8 channels, over 110 million views. There are 44 million views just on one channel, and that's one small part. We're on now over 80 AM and FM affiliates, not 65. We've grown. We're now on shortwave, satellite, XM. the podcast. Over 250,000 people downloaded today. We started an iPhone app that's free at Infowars.com. 40-plus thousand have downloaded that in the last 3 months. I mean, we have all these different ways. My films, the DVDs, people buy them. They make copies. A new documentary that we're carrying that we're going to have first that starts shipping out late next week is Don't Tread on Me About States' Rights. That's available at Infowars.com. But the point is, you watch something I did 10 years ago or you did 10 years ago. It's evergreen. It's pertinent. People see things we did 12 years ago. It's pertinent today. It's evergreen. The globalists, it's lies and distortions. They've got to keep reapplying. And so all this work we've done, that's just on my channels, 110 million views, not counting all the other channels, you know, with 6 million here for Obama deception, 2 million there for Obama deception, 500,000 for Endgame, 300,000 for Endgame, 1 million for Endgame, you know, just on YouTube. It's conservatively 200 million people. And, you know, to have Nightline here, and they were fully aware of that. That's what they were here about. They wanted to understand this. And that's why Obama and the UN and the New York Times and all these corporations, Cass Sunstein, who's a big supporter of the new Supreme Court Justice nominee, Kagan, they've all called. In fact, when they had the La Raza extremist out at UCLA saying, we're going to get the old white people, we're taking over, we're going to get you, you know, government funded to do this to divide people, they had a sign behind them saying, hate speech is not free speech. So there they are spewing true hate, but I defend their First Amendment until they call for sedition, which they were really doing, which is firing a theater. There they were, but then saying my speech has to be taken. My guns have to be taken so they can carry out their system. And so they're really going to try this. I mean, they're really going for broke here. Before we go back to calls, George Humphrey, your take on the rollout, the trial balloons for Internet censorship and control.
Well, I was just reading yesterday that our wonderful new president, the man of change, is another one of his flip-flops. When he was on the campaign trail, he promised that he would protect the privacy and the freedom of the Internet. And now his lawyers are pushing restrictions that are far greater than President George W. Bush ever thought about. Folks, if you have any of your dear friends who still believe that Barry Sotero is there for the people of this country, please take them out to lunch and just give them the objective information. This fellow is an incredible puppet. He's as you know, we know he is the tip of the spear. He is an incredible choice. Yeah, he's very good looking. He's very articulate in front of the monitors. But he is a puppet of the New World Order, and he's very, very dangerous because he is so good. And he is not there for your rights, and he is working diligently to try and restrict the Internet. And the Internet is our friend.
And they're going to try to take it down with a false cyber attack. Just like they create the financial terrorism. They stage the terror attacks. They're saying, oh, the cyber attack's coming, and we have to be able to shut the web off and restrict freedom and control all ISPs and decide who can be on the web. And we have an Internet, too, that's kinder and gentler to stop Al-Qaeda attacking our Internet, George. Meanwhile, Obama's in all these speeches bemoaning how he's being discredited by the Internet.
Yeah, and just FYI, instead of using Google, use startpage.com. They don't record your searches. It's a step in the right direction. I think that they're one of your sponsors, aren't they?
No, they're great folks, and I really support startpage.com. It's just that when I'm on a radio show or something, if I have to say, you know, let's say I'm on some talk show and I've got like a minute and a half.
Yeah.
I have to say, go to search engines like startpage.com. But if I just say Google, people know. Yeah, and the problem is I've gotten so Google obsessed where I know how to search Google that with some other search engines, if I give out a certain headline, it may not get what I'm looking for.
Exactly.
But I think it's important to use proxy servers and other systems when you go to Google, and I think StartPage is excellent as well.
And I've gone over to StartPage in my own research. And for all of you, I certainly encourage all of you to have a group of friends, email friends around the country that once a week or twice a week or once a day, you send them information about the economy, about politics, about the environment.
Yeah, don't just receive this information. I know most of you already know this. Use it because it's hurting the globalists. That's why they're calling for restricting it.
Be a magnifier. Be the clear light. Be the Paul Revere's, because I'll tell you what, a few of us, as we grow and grow and grow, we are sending out information. And the information that I received just 4 or 5 years ago is just minuscule in comparison to what I receive every week.
It's exponential.
It's unbelievable what I'm getting.
And the quality of info is getting better. You know, the globalists have their disinfo agents. You know, it's not just radical Hispanic groups funded by the Ford Foundation and the CIA on record that are trying to go out and say you're an Uncle Tom to Hispanics that are, you know, free market, pro-Second Amendment, pro-America. I've had the white supremacist like Hal Turner, who's now been proven to be a Fed in major newspapers. He admits he's FBI national security level. Why are all the white supremacists attacking me? Because they want to radicalize white people. The feds want to make sure that we get off message so that it's not something that other people feel like they can be part of. Another microcosm of that is just like we've had the Republicans come in with the Tea Party Express and try to take over the Tea Party. So now it's not a Ron Paul libertarian type thing. It's a Republican thing, but that's not working as well. So just like I've had white supremacists try to intimidate me over the last 15 years to, you know, you're white, you better join us or you're scum. The Hispanics can't give into that either. And Tea Party people can't go under the Republican Party's control. All of this is about co-opting.
Absolutely. And the fact is very, very clear, is that we're all in this together. It's not just white Americans. It's not just male Americans. It's not just Americans. It's all the people of this planet. And we have a choice between fear and love. We have a choice between materialism and domination, or an economy and a world in which we cooperate and we take care. And right now is the choice. Every single one of you, every single one of you have a choice. And by sitting out, by not doing anything, and just by listening to the show, I know you've already cast your vote. And one person, as Mahatma Gandhi said, can change the whole world. Trust yourself by telling the truth and having courage.
Well, I think that's the key, is courage doesn't mean you have to charge a machine gun nest. It means you've got to stand up at a dinner party with authority and say, hey, and I know we're all having a good time here talking about stocks and bonds and basketball scores or golf, but you need to know this is going on, and I care about everybody here, so I'm going to speak for a few minutes. And because as Americans, as free people, we're supposed to talk about real issues. I mean, I'll be in a convenience store and say, look at this. None of this candy has regular sugar. It's all aspartame. Did you know that's a chemical weapon? Did you know it's the byproduct of a genetically engineered bacteria? Go home and search engine the term aspartame manufacturing process or aspartame cancer. And people will be looking at me weird, and I go, it's normal for me to warn you. We're supposed to communicate, not just stuff you see on TV. You're meant to talk to your neighbors. And so I'll start preaching even louder, and I do that in front of my kids when they're with me at the grocery store or at a convenience store after we go on a hike, when we pull in and they want some water and they want some bubble gum and I can't buy it. I go, I'm sorry, this has chemical weapons in it. Let me, and they go, oh, that's right, Daddy. And then some guy starts laughing, and my son turns and says, I guess he's brainwashed.
You know, I love you, Alex. I do the same thing. I play a lot of golf. I go out to the driving range, and, you know, about once every three times I'm at the driving range, the white jets go over and are laying down the chemtrails, and there'll be 20 people at the driving range, and nobody, they're outside, and 99% of the people never look up in the air. And I'll just go, hey, friends, take a look up there. What is that up there? What is that? That's not a contrail. And I'll get people talking. And with the amazing thing is eyes wide shut. These our suppressors, our slave masters have done such an incredible job. They are carrying out their crime right in front of our eyes. But you know what? There are people that have their eyes wide open. And more people, and you can just point to people and say, what is that up there? What is that? Is not a contrail. And then explain to them what a chemtrail is.
All right, and I want to go over this briefly and then go to calls. Not just about chemtrails, but a microcosm. In 1992, a scientist, and we're making a film on this, got a Nobel Prize for a plan to stop global warming, which we know is a fraud. That's just their cover story. To spray barium salts and aluminum dioxide in the atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
Now, suddenly in the last 5 years, high school textbooks say the government is spraying. This is normal. So for the kids, they're just being conditioned. For adults, we're told it doesn't exist. Then the White House science czar who wrote EcoScience, his first speech, you can pull this up on YouTube, John P. Holdren talks about geoengineering. And he'll say, we've been doing tests since the early 90s of spraying the atmosphere. Now we're going operational. But there's never a discussion about the funding or who's doing it. So what's happened is, because we've exposed the chemtrails of the aerosol crimes,
yeah,
they come right out in plain view and calmly say, yes, we're spraying you, move along, just like they came out on Fox News, AP, Reuters in the last month, New York Times, and said, we are helping grow the opium. We have to, or Al-Qaeda will make the money. And they'll take over $500 billion a year. No discussion of where are you shipping it? Why don't you just legalize it? And then that would drive down the price and Al-Qaeda wouldn't get the money. Or, well, what do you mean Al-Qaeda will get the money? Again, they just, oh, we are growing the opium now. Oh, we are spraying you now. Oh, we are looking at putting things in your water to sterilize you. They're already doing it. So it's that same thing of, it isn't just in their religious or sadomasochistic psycho world they do this. There's a method to it where they just calmly tell you, like it loses the power. Yeah, we're spraying you. Yeah, there's some cancer viruses in there. Yeah, I was all hype about the flu. Yeah, we're growing the drugs. Yeah.
It's amazing. It's right in front of our eyes. And again, as I said before, what an incredible time to be alive. And I am so thankful that I am here right in the epicenter of the true center, standing next to my friend Alex right here. Because you know what? Telling the truth, standing up for freedom, having love in your heart, making new friends, working for freedom, working for the ideals of the republic, cleaning up our economy and our environment. What more fun things are there to do?
And we're only alive once. This is a great time of change, and we're going to decide the destiny of this planet and then its journey to the stars. Let's go to phone calls. Well said, George Humphrey, economist, joining us here in studio, author, filmmaker as well. Again, I'm Alex Jones. If you just joined us as we attempt to wake the planet up to defeat the New World Order, the social engineers. Let's talk to Frank in Nevada. You're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, how you doing, guys? Just a terrific show. I'm loving listening to you today. You know, you got to remember one thing. In ritual magic, one of the things that they like to do is they like to create out of nothing. In other words, when they create a work of art that foments their concept, like the films a couple of years ago.
Yeah, no, that's the lesser magic. That's preparing the sword, the rough sword before they polish it.
Exactly. The thing we have to remember is we cannot attack them based on their rules. When they destroy our economy because they don't want an audit of the Fed, so they dump the stock market, or they dump all this oil in the Gulf of Mexico so that they can destroy all the coastlines along the southern part of our country to destroy the food chain. We cannot deal with them on their level. We must constantly be fighting them with truth and with our purity of heart, because these are evil creatures. As you said, they are vampires. What they do is they suck on the life force of humanity.
Well, well, well said, my friend. And
and I think it's that separation from them. You know, they're in their evil. We have to be part of the good and the love, and we need to make the clean break and point out and even declare it. Saying something's powerful. I am not with you. I'm going to stand against you. I'm going against you, and we're going to beat you. I think it's very important to declare it and to really consciously realize this, so people who serve this system who are compartmentalized and who aren't consciously part of the evil, you need to assess what you're in and understand that if you're aiding and abetting this system, you're part of the problem.
Yeah, and it's like in The Matrix, in the movie The Matrix, if you weren't down as a human being in Zion, you were part of the Matrix. No matter how good-looking you were or how rich you were part of the problem. And there are some basic laws of the universe, the law of intention. We have to set our intention. Are we for freedom? Are we for the republic? Are we for sustainability? Are we for love? Or are we for this control matrix?
And remember, they always have counterfeits. You say love and sustainability and working together. Through free will, they come with slavery for the collective.
Absolutely.
They always have a counterfeit.
And we always have to be very articulate in what we say. And then, just like the fellow said, through the purity of our heart, only through the law of attraction. And we can have all the great words in the world and we can rant and rave, but if we're not taking care of our families, if we're trashing things ourselves, and if we aren't living a good life, all the words in the world.
No, you've got to
zero.
You've got to not just talk the talk. You've got to walk the walk. And I've noticed when I've been talking to higher powered people, if I'm tired and not focused and try to give them some info, they'll laugh at it. But when I really get on and focus and it's like a spiritual message, it's almost electric. People can tell the truth. It's like, I'm warning you. You know, I'm not so many yuppies. When you tell them about something, they think you're showing off, or they'll say, I don't care if the market went down. I'm not in it. As if, you know, they're separated from things.
Yeah. And that's why discernment is so essential at this time. There are a lot of souls on this planet who have chosen to go down the path of materialism and of fear. And you're just not going to be able to deal, just like you can't deal with certain alcoholics or people who are irrational. You can love them and you can try and help them, but we've got to take care of ourselves, our friends, and our family, and have that pure intention to make
charity starts at home.
Absolutely.
I mean, you've got to get your house in order. And that doesn't, but at the same time, it's sophisticated. A lot of people go to the extreme of that, and I appreciate your call, Frank. Great points. They go to the extreme, and they say, well, I'm not perfect. I don't have all the answers, so I better just never speak out or get involved. No. It just means you're going in the right direction. You've made a decision to try to be good, a decision to open yourself up to goodness and to set yourself against evil.
Absolutely. You don't have to be perfect. This is part of a great game, and working for freedom, working for peace is part of the game. It's a great game.
And it's a progression. You'll get better and better at this, you know, the further you go. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Jam in a few final calls. Justin, Chris, Adam, and others. George Humphrey's our guest.
In March, Alex Jones announced that eFoods Direct was putting together a high-volume, pre-production order of the new Quick Fix meals. By waiting for production and shipping of their orders, families were able to receive one free item for every three that they bought. Since the final shutdown of this Buy 3, Get 1 Free program, we've had a lot of folks calling, disappointed that they missed the order deadline. Listen carefully. Starting immediately, eFoodsDirect.com will take pre-production orders for a Buy 3, Get 1 Free program for 1 week, ending May 14th at midnight. You will receive one free item for every three that you order of the selected products. These orders will begin shipping the first week of June. To order on the web, eFoodsDirect.com/GCN or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com/GCN, 800-409-5633. Again, that's eFoodsDirect.com/GCN, 800-409-5633.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Big John.
every morning at the mine you could see him arrive. He stood 6 foot six and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder, narrow at the hip, and everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John. Big John, Big John, Big Bad John.
You know, I wish that we had more time. The show is basically over. The broadcast is over. We're going to try to take a few final phone calls. We've created a mirror over at GCNlive.com. We post a lot of our news over there exclusively now. I saw amazing video from We Are Change Ireland shouting down David Rockefeller, saying your new world order will never succeed, then getting into the restaurant where he is at a globalist meeting, engineering this for the Trilateral Commission, and getting in his face. That video is up at GCNlive.com. David Rockefeller confronted at his dinner table by the sovereign. Independence, the name of the group, at the Trilateral Commission. I mean, you talk about incredible. They went in the Trilateral Commission and confronted him. That is the and when they yelled at him, David Rockefeller, you'll never get your new world order, he turned around and he was not arrogant. And they said, you're not going to make it. You're not going to live long enough to do it. And he was just like the emperor, just like, oh. I meant to get to that today. Just incredible. Remind me to play that tomorrow.
Let me just break in there. I saw Karl Rove the other day at our coffee shop. And it was just so – he was getting out to his car, so I couldn't talk to him. But I just looked him in the eye. And I just looked at him and smiled and went, turned my thumb down. The guy is evil. You know, bless his soul, the guy is evil. And you know what? When you see these Karl Rove's, when you see the David Rockefellers, or even your local city council member who is sold out to the Chamber of Commerce or the big business, go and look them in the eye and talk to them. Why are you doing that? Confront them. Not with anger, but look them in the eye and be very, very clear.
No, very stern. Steal it.
Yes.
Look. I don't like what you're doing. It's wrong, and I see you.
Yeah,
I think it's important to say, I see you, means I look into you. I know what you are.
Yes, and why are you doing this, and what is your relationship to God? Why are you selling out the people of Austin or Sacramento or Boston?
Well, what about your family line? This is going to come back on their grandchildren.
Absolutely. You know, when I grew up, a man's highest value was the value of his word and his service to his community. Now that doesn't mean a thing, but, you know, in a real society, a person's integrity is their most valuable asset. And, you know, and all of these clowns, whether they're the county commissioners or the city councilmen or the U.S. congressmen, they are 98% bought and paid for by the...
And most of them are just unconscious. They say, how do I go up that ladder? I do whatever I'm told? Okay. I mean, they're not even thinking about selling out. Selling out is what it is.
Yes. Yeah.
And that's why the globalists are moving on us so hard. I mean, people say, God, you know, Alex, how come you haven't sold out? And I've been given bona fide offers. Sell out? I mean, sell out to a group that's poisoning my water supply? Sell out to a group sell out to jumping off a cliff? I mean, there is no selling out to evil. That's a mind game. You cannot win selling out to this. There is no winning, and that's the mind game, George.
Absolutely. For example, in Hitler's Germany in the 1930s, the gays were offered all these nice new uniforms to be in the SS, and they were told that they were going to have safety, and then they came in and did the dirty work, and a couple years later, then they were put in jail.
Night of the Long Knives, they killed, what was it, 50-something thousand gays in one night? The Nazi Party was a gay movement.
It was a gay movement, and then they turned down them. You can't, if you sell out, you sell out yourself. Absolutely.
And by the way, that's not even attacking gay people. That's a historical fact. Ernst Röhm.
Yeah.
It's a fact. Go look it up. I've read more than 100 books. Order of the Death's Head. We're talking about Shearer's Rise and Fall of the Third Reich. I mean, these are Pulitzer Prize winners. But we're out of time, and I apologize to the last callers. Call me back tomorrow. I'll get you on. Great job with the crew. Again, bankers are destroying the global economy by design to consolidate power. Key article up at GCNlive.com. My websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. And if you want to pre-order Don't Tread on Me to get it first, it ships in 1 week, Infowars.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.